Welcome to Joe Howarth's Happiness Hacks podcast. If you'd like to find out more about Joe's work, head over to thehappinessclub.co.uk and consider becoming a member. Sometimes on this journey, it's good to be part of a bigger, friendly group, and you get daily strategies and access to trained coaches and mental health professionals.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Joe Howarth's Happiness Hacks, where I am interviewing all kinds of amazing people that live in this beautiful world that we inhabit about their views on happiness and asking them to give us their happiness hack. Today, I have the very beautiful Katie Millard with me. Hello, how are you?
Good morning. Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. So, Katie, please may you start just by telling us, obviously I've told everyone your name, but tell us who you are and what you do, please.
Right, so I've been a Happiness Club trainer since 2018, which is when I qualified. So I cover Shropshire, Herefordshire and Paris, and I go into schools and workplaces to spread the Happiness Club love. Yes. And I'm also a queen of training for the Happiness Club. So I help you kind of induct, get new trainees in to also spread the happiness love. And I'm a mum of one. And I have a fairly batty cat and some batty chickens. And that's about it, really.
And you're also, are you not a hypnotherapist as well?
Oh, I am also an advanced hypnotherapist, again, trained by your good self, which I also love. Everything just seems to fit into some beautiful kind of jigsaw puzzle. That is my life.
So tell me, so obviously, you weren't always an advanced hypnotherapist. You weren't always a Happiness Club trainer. So tell me why? Why did you choose to do those things? Why do you do them?
I've done a lot of different things, like most people throughout their career. I kind of did my degree and then I did a bit of this and I did a bit of that. And I'd kind of go from one thing to another and going, oh, that wasn't quite right. And then I'd look for the next thing. And I had ended up working in the countryside services for a local authority when I got pregnant with my little girl. I thought, oh, what am I going to do now? I didn't want to do that anymore. So I opened a community interest company, which is a cafe in our local town, which was called Baby Bird, to kind of be a hub for all those parents who wake up in the morning feeling like, oh, my gosh, this is my life. My life is just completely different. And I did that for sort of 3 or 4 years, which is where I met you in a roundabout way via Biz Mums. And ironically, it stopped making me happy. Putting my daughter in morning sort of club and afternoon club and things like that, it just sort of stopped being the thing that I was joyful about. So I kind of wanted to reevaluate that and kind of get my priorities in line. And my childhood was brilliant in many ways, but I had a family member with a mental health issue. And it was the 80s. We didn't talk about mental health in the 80s. Like, what? You know, what? Thoughts? So I kind of went through my childhood thinking there's something wrong, but not really understanding what was wrong and maybe thinking it was a bit of my fault and et cetera, et cetera. So I went through school doing everything I needed to do, achieving all the stuff I needed to do. But actually inside, a lot of the time, I was having like a complete kind of wobble. And then that was kind of exacerbated a little bit, maybe not the right word, when my own daughter was kind of growing up and going into school. So long story short, I closed the CIC and I trained as a Happiness Club trainer because I kind of feel like it's just part of me. I feel really, really passionate about it. You know, going into the schools and teaching children things they can use right away to feel better. I think we spent a lot of our time, and I probably did that when I was little, and I think sometimes as adults, we kind of wait to be rescued or wait for the circumstances to change. So you're like, oh, when so-and-so stops doing that at work, or when so-and-so stops doing that thing, then I will feel happier, I will feel better, all that kind of stuff. And actually, the kind of Happiness Club stuff is about self-rescuing techniques that anyone can use. You don't need, you know, like a billion different types of stuff to kind of get it to work. It's all really practical and really technical. And that's kind of why I fell in love with it, which I am deeply in love with. So that's kind of what I do. And again, I meet a lot of people who need kind of an extra bit of help and wanted to help them on the on a bit of a deeper level. So that's when I trained as a hypnotherapist, which I also adore, because it's like magic. Just it's like you're helping someone find become their authentic self, and all those bits sort of falling into place. It's like the most amazing magical process. So yeah, so that's why I do what I do.
Awesome.
In a nutshell.
Awesome. In an absolute nutshell. Yeah, and that's quite a journey, isn't it? And I think that's, from my point of view, I think that's invaluable as well, because obviously what I do was born out of my own experiences and then my wanting to help people who were experiencing the same kind of thing that I had experienced. And you're the same. It's that same kind of journey, isn't it?
Yeah, because apart from things that happened to me, I remember when my daughter would start coming back from school and she was only little, and she'd say, oh, so-and-so said this to me, or that happened, or I felt like this. And I was just like, oh my gosh, there's just so underprepared a lot of the time for, you know, the school environment and like managing. It's not, you know, about learning your ABCs and stuff. It's all that kind of social interaction with other children who aren't necessarily part of their family, and how they kind of navigate their own way kind of out of this kind of choppy water into somewhere where they can feel kind of like, you know, got a bit of equilibrium. But yeah, it's all been informed by my own experiences. And I use happiness club techniques every day myself, which is why when I go into schools or I go into a corporate or something, I say they work and they're science backed, et cetera, et cetera. And I know they work because I use them. I'm not kind of, you know, preaching and saying, oh, well, you know, but not using them myself. I completely do. So that's one of the things I really like, when people realise that it's a actionable thing instead of, you know, things that you're like, oh, it's a bit nebulous, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do. That's I think really useful. People feel like they're in control and empowered then.
Yeah, and that's it, isn't it? Is realizing that's really powerful. It was for me, really powerful, realizing that there's something you can do to help yourself.
Yeah.
Actually, it's just a question of knowing what to do to help yourself, isn't it, sometimes?
Yeah, I mean, because you can read a load of, like, you know, I do enjoy self-help book, sort of development book, but sometimes I read stuff and I'm like, and then what do you do afterwards? Like, what is that that I'm supposed to do? Or there's like a billion ways to, you know, you got to do this and then that and then this in this order. I'm like, oh my goodness. And then also the thing I love is, and I feel really, really strongly about this. I was talking to somebody the other day, is there's this notion that in order to be mindful or, you know, have better positive mental health, that you need to, you know, devote yourself to walking up a mountain at dawn to meditate as the sun comes up, which is beautiful if you want to do that, completely cool. But, you know, or you need to go on a retreat, or, I mean, and you can do those things, definitely. But your well-being is something that we can embed into our day. And it doesn't have to, you don't have to be a certain type of person to, you know, do some proper well-being practices that will make you feel better. I think that's one of the things I talk about a lot when I go to networking or whatever, is you don't have to go live in a yurt. You don't have to, you know, but you can if you want, that's cool. But there's things we can do in our normal everyday lives that, you know, you don't have to take yourself out of it, you know, to feel better. So yeah, I just love it.
Cool. Okay, so in a nutshell, what does happiness, because this podcast obviously is Happiness Hacks, so what does happiness mean to you?
I was talking about this the other day to a lady I met, and I think happiness is the sort of the sparks of joy and sunshine in your day. You know, the little beautiful bits of your day when you're like, oh my gosh, that's gorgeous. Or also being mindful as you go about your day. But for me, happiness is that kind of baseline contentment, that joy that is just sort of there. And it might, you know, you might have a wobble. Obviously, stuff happens. We're all human. But is that kind of inner kind of baseline of kind of happiness and just contentment. Someone said to me, oh, the other day, you're like, oh, you seem very content. And I think content sometimes makes people go like, ooh, I'm not sure if I want to be content. I want to be striving and reaching and all these sorts of things. And I get that. But content and that kind of happiness that's just there within you is just so beautiful. That I think, yeah, so happiness is that kind of internal baseline, I suppose.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, the sparks of happiness, obviously, like, oh, this happens, that happens. But it's just this gorgeous, it's such a gorgeous, beautiful way to live as well. Once you find it, and kind of cultivate it a bit, because sometimes it takes a little bit of like, oh, actually, no, I have that already. It is just the most beautiful way to live your days.
Yes, totally. So on that note then, cultivating it, if you could share your own happiness hack with everyone that's listening or watching, what would your happiness hack be?
My happiness hack, there are so many, it's probably quite brief, quite practical, would be to treat yourself. I love treating myself. It took such a long time to do it, particularly after I had my daughter. I think I was probably very good at it before I was a parent. And then I was in the thick of kind of newborn toddler, kind of going to school. That was, yeah, I don't think I did it then. But treating yourself, and it doesn't have to be the big stuff. We say it can be, you know, it can be a little stuff. I personally, as you all know, love a coffee. If there's any chance I can have a coffee and a piece of cake, or you know, buy myself some flowers, or just take myself off. Sometimes I'll go exploring, and it might even be as far as the garden centre, because that's how rock and roll my life is. But just something just for me, just kind of again, it kind of tops up that kind of base level of happiness when you're like, I'm important too. I would like to show myself that I'm important and do nice things for me, so then I can be in the best space to help, you know, do nice things for other people. So treating yourself, and I wish people were kind of better at it, or didn't beat themselves up when they did it, or feel like they can't, because that's quite, you know, when people are like, oh, I can't do that because of X, Y, and Z. I'm like, well, you completely can. It can be small, and as long as you enjoy it and go, oh, this is lovely, then job done.
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you. So, if people want to find out more about you and what you do, where is the best place for them to find you?
I am on the Happiness Club website.
You are.
And I'm also on Facebook as Katie, the Happiness Club Trainer. And I have a website, which is Katie, thehappinesstrainer.co.uk. But yeah, on all the normal social media platforms.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for coming and chatting to me today and sharing your pearls of wisdom and your beautiful personality. If you would like to know more about Katie, her contact details will be in the show notes of the podcast. Or you can contact me to find out more, jo@thehappinessclub.co.uk. Off you pop and have a gorgeous day. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. Now go do. Don't be part of the self-help movement. Go ahead and test this stuff in your own experience. And don't forget to head over and subscribe to this podcast as well so you never miss a bit. Leave a review and click on the fifth star.